Thisbe Thestoop wiggled her toes in her boots, carefully placing her pinky toe over the toe which comes next to the pinky toe. It had become a bit of a nervous habit, you might say. But if Thisbe was nervous, you'd never have known it from her businesslike demeanour or the tuneless song she hummed mindlessly as she went. This was especially interesting, considering that Thisbe was currently inching along a damp rock wall in complete darkness, an arm's length away from a sleeping troll. It probably goes without saying, but most people do not hum around sleeping trolls. Thisbe, however, knew that trolls were notoriously hard to wake with noise, but alarmingly easy to rouse with smells, particularly the scent of meat, which was why in all of the many, many pockets in the overlarge backpack she always wore, each serving of meat, and there were many, was dutifully wrapped in heavy butcher's paper, and several bundles of sweetgrass were tied to the outside of her pack to mask the smell. Thisbe knew to do this because it was her job to know these things, and she was quite good at her job. Thisbe was quite good at most things, as a matter of fact, but not for the reasons most people might assume. She wasn't born particularly clever or brave. She couldn't move like a shadow or shoot an arrow through the eye of a needle, and she most definitely wasn't predestined to greatness through some divine prophecy or chosen one hooey. No, Thisbe Thestoop was astoundingly average in every way, save one, a trick she'd learned when she was quite young and had made into a habit through sheer force of will. First as a means of survival, and later as a way to slake her endless curiosity. Thisbe took diligent notes. The troll mumbled something in its sleep. Its voice sounded like a bunch of rocks rolling around inside a cast-iron pot. Thisbe crouched low to let the bottom of her backpack touch the cold cave floor before squeezing together her shoulder blades and wriggling free. The bag stood upright on its own as she got onto her tippy-toes to dig around inside the main compartment. A quiet voice whispered in her ear.
"He wants to crunch on your bones."
Thisbe continued digging.
"It's what he said, in trollish," the voice continued.
"You don't have to whisper, Mingus," said Thisbe. She unhooked her lantern and whirled it around the backpack gracefully, illuminating the fastidiously buttoned pouches, which she promptly set about opening. As the little jelly inside the lantern slid to and fro in his smooth glass enclosure, his glow changed from a warm golden yellow to a sickly chartreuse.
"Be careful! You might crack my jar!" shrieked Mingus.
Thisbe ignored him. She dunked the lantern inside the bag's main compartment. It was followed shortly thereafter by her entire head, well past her shoulders. The inside of the backpack was exactly as organised as Thisbe's notes, which is to say, not very well. Although that, perhaps, depended upon who was looking. Thisbe always seemed to know exactly where to find what she was searching for in the maze of boxes, bags, jars and oddly shaped containers. Despite being crammed full of goods, the backpack was still large enough for Thisbe to crawl inside and take a nap. Not that she usually had time for naps, but if, on a rare, slow work day down in the dungeon, you came across a large, snoring backpack, well then, mystery solved. "Brighter, please," said Thisbe.
"It's rather cold in here today. I wish I had a sweater, but I suppose I'd need arms to wear a sweater. Perhaps a scarf, but I suppose that would require a neck,"
said Mingus. The jelly glowed ever more brightly as he spoke, illuminating the inside of the bag with a pleasant ochre hue. He watched Thisbe as she worked. At least, it appeared that way. Back when they first met, Thisbe had been kind enough to make him a pair of makeshift eyes out of painted buttons, so she knew where to look when they spoke. She'd taught him how to bend a crease to use for a sort of pretend mouth as well. He'd wiggle it open and closed when he was talking, despite the fact that the sound he produced actually just kind of vibrated out of his whole body. He'd even learnt how to make some basic facial expressions by reshaping the jelly around his faux eyes to look nervous or surprised. "Ouch!" Thisbe exclaimed, sucking at her finger. Mingus did his best disgusted face.
When's the last time you washed that finger?
It's fine, she said, missing the point. It's just a little pinprick. What do you want me to do? Let it bleed everywhere?
No, I...
Wait! Maybe you could use your mysterious slime-healing magic to fix it, she teased, waving her bloody finger toward his jar.
Stop it! Cut it out!
He squealed. It was an inside joke.